Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I am here with my co-host, as always. Say hi, Mom.
Hello, Rachel.
Oh. Goodness.
Good morning.
Oh, God. We are recording this Monday morning. We usually record on Saturdays or Sundays, but we just forgot.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to attribute it to the heat because our brains were not working yesterday.
Listen, there was a record heat high in Los Angeles yesterday, Sunday, the 6th. It got to 121 degrees in LA. That is a record high for LA. That is disgusting.
But you have air conditioning.
Yes. I did lose power for five seconds. I was filming a TikTok.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, all the lights went off for like 5 seconds and then came back on. I was like, oh. And Colleen's, she said her AC in her bedroom went out.
Yep.
And so we're all just like scared of losing power because that's what happens in California. Is heat happens, fires happen, you lose your power. Oh, man. But yeah, luckily my AC has been working the whole time. And I'm just going to complain. Listen, if you didn't know, for my mom's birthday, I got her a window AC unit. Okay. Woo! It came and it was broken. So I sent it back. And then I was supposed to get a new one Friday. And Friday, it was like, nah. It'll get there like Tuesday. I was like, come on. So my mom just had to sit through a heat wave without AC again, which cut like, here's, I don't know how you're feeling, Mom, but when I'm told like, I'm totally fine in life. And then if someone says, oh, you're going to have this thing. And they're like, never mind. It makes me more angry because if you just hadn't said I was going to get the thing, I would have been fine. But now that you said I was going to get it and then took it away, I'm mad. Are you more hot now that
expectations were not met?
Yes.
I was not mad that it did not come. I laughed. Of course.
Of course.
And that's okay. We've lived through, it was only like 106 here or something.
Oh, I can't imagine.
My house never got over 98. So that's good.
Great.
So we had fans blowing. I drank my iced tea. We were great. We were good.
I feel so bad.
It's
fun. Honestly, we wouldn't have recorded the podcast either way yesterday.
No.
Because
we would have been melted.
You would have been so grumpy.
I was pretty grumpy yesterday.
Yeah. So it's only supposed to get to 102 today in my area.
I don't know. Mine's, I think, in the 80s. So that's,
well, that's nice. So
that'll make it only 90 in the living room. So we're good.
I'll get you your AC once Christmas comes around.
Sure. Hey, we've had a few 80 degree Christmases. So
yeah, they suck.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess most people would be like, dream of that. But I'm like, nah, because I want
to crisp air. And
yeah, I want to wear pajamas in the morning. I don't want to have to wear like my workout clothes because it's so hot and I'm sweating. Anyway, enough complaining from us. Mom. You want to give us the holidays of today?
Yes, I do. Today's Labor Day.
Oh, right. Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day. Take this day and rest. What are we doing? We're working.
Oh, yeah. I don't take holidays. Holidays mean more work for me always.
Tomorrow, Teddy Bear Day.
I loved teddy bears growing up. I had so many.
Dad and I both have our own childhood teddy bears still. Those suckers are over 60 years old.
You know what I'm mad about?
Tell me.
That I was spoiled. Because I never... You spoiled me? You're so mean for it. Because I never had a special connection to just one stuffed animal. Because you got me like 100.
Don't put that on me.
I am putting that on you. You spoiled me.
Colleen had a special blanket and she had 99 blankets. I'm sure you had a favorite G.I. Joe or a favorite pair of cargo pants.
No, because I didn't want any
You had a favorite hat.
Yeah, and you got rid of it behind my back.
I don't remember, but it was probably really disgusting.
Doesn't matter. You have a 60-year-old teddy bear, and you're allowed to keep that nasty thing, but I wasn't allowed to keep a hat that I was personally, emotionally attached to. The only thing in the world I was emotionally attached to was a black hat that said "Girls Rule," and you tossed it away?
That's not all it said.
You sexist. That is.
No, I did. I don't remember throwing it away.
You threw it away. You think I did? You think I...
Maybe Trent did it.
Yeah,
maybe right. Maybe Colleen did it.
Yeah, right.
Maybe the dog ate it.
No, everyone in that house knew better. You tossed it because you didn't like it.
I would never.
I am so mad at you.
Girls Rule? How would I not like that hat?
Because I would wear it with a low pony and it turned into my hair turned into a rat's nest. And you were always mad because you were like, you have such beautiful hair. You're ruining it with your hat and your ponytail. And I said, Mom,
I think you're making up these things in your head.
I'm not.
You are so making things up.
I am so furious at you right now because you got rid of the one item that I was so emotionally attached to.
I love you.
See, that's you admitting it.
No, I honestly don't remember.
You would never have thrown away Colleen's blanket, Trent's blanket, yours or Dad's stuffed animal, or whatever Christopher was attached to. I don't know what he was attached to. But I was attached to something.
I did sell his Legos at a garage sale.
Yes, you did.
Well,
and I was mad about that.
He didn't want them. I didn't sell yours. Yours are still here.
I wanted his. Oh my God, I'm just realizing how mad I am at you. I loved Legos and you sold 6 tubs filled
with Legos. Gotta pay the rent, baby. Gotta pay the rent.
But then you ended up buying me 6 more tubs. You could have just not sold them and saved money.
You got your very own. I didn't. Hand-me-downs. You didn't want hand-me-downs.
You're right. I wanted my hat. Yeah. Okay, move on. What's Wednesday's holiday?
International Sudoku Day.
Sudoku?
That's it. I don't play it, so I don't know how to say it.
That's fine. It's a word that we don't ever use. I used to play it. I'm good at it. So if I need to feel accomplished in the world, I play Sudoku.
You play that? Yeah. All right. Thursday is World Suicide Prevention Day, and I'm just going to give a number out here. Is that okay, Rach?
Yeah, of course.
1-800-273-8255. It's not something to mess around with. Mm-mm. You know, get some help.
Yes.
Get some help.
There you go.
Friday, make your bed day.
Listen, my bed is easy to make. We have one blanket. One blanket. And I just go, toss. That's it. And we always make our bed because Blaze will sometimes sneak in there and he'll jump on the bed. And if you have it just one blanket that he touches, it's a lot cleaner than if you were to touch the sheets and the pillows and everything else. So.
Yep. It's also Patriot Day. That's the day that was set aside for September 11th.
September 11th. Oh, that is this week, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Patriots Day. So at 8:46 Eastern Standard Time, there's a moment of silence everywhere. We put our flags at half mast, everything for everyone who lost their lives in the World Trade Center, and those who went to rescue them.
Yeah, the first responders.
Yeah. Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah. Then Saturday is National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Got you. The only time you get excited when milk is connected to the word chocolate is chocolate milkshake.
It didn't. See, now I got excited, and it didn't say Dark Chocolate Milkshake Day.
Do they make Dark Chocolate Milkshake Day? I mean, not a day, but do they make just dark chocolate milkshakes?
I don't know, but chocolate milk's always good.
Yeah, but milkshake. Mom, should we make you a dark chocolate milkshake?
I probably wouldn't like it.
Why?
Because it's not the normal milkshake. Although, I don't like some milkshakes that taste warm when they're not warm.
No, disgusting. In-N-Outs.
No.
In-N-Outs, disgusting.
No.
I had a friend.
Milkshake should be so cold.
Yes. So, like, you want a diner milkshake.
Yeah.
You want it
yeah.
where they give you the extra metal cup with it. Like they put it in a cute little glass and then they're like, and here's the metal cup of the actual milkshake.
Here's the extra leftovers. You can have them.
But it's like, that's the milkshake itself. Because the little glass cup doesn't have, barely has anything in it. And it's all cute. It's for your picture. But then I always just go straight for the metal cup because it's colder. Because it's so in a metal cold cup.
So good. Anyway.
Delicious.
Saturday's also National Video Game Day.
Pew, pew.
Pew.
That's my noise for video games, apparently.
It's all, and I'm mentioning it's, I'm going to butcher this word.
Okay.
Rosh Hashanah Day. It's the new the Jewish calendar.
Rosh Hashanah?
I apologize.
So we are so stupid and uneducated.
Yes. But I got excited. Oh. Not because it's their new year calendar. Yay. Okay. Yay.
Good job.
But they celebrate by eating challah bread and apples dipped in honey. And I'm all into challah bread right now.
That sounds delicious.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Man, apples dipped in honey, I feel like I missed out. That sounds actually
apples
like...
dipped in honey. Well, we usually like dip them in caramel or peanut butter.
Peanut butter, I think, is what we dipped it in.
Yeah.
But we ate honey? Fake honey growing up. We did it in that bear. I don't know if that's what you still do. That bear, which is just sugar
water.
I do water.
Real local honey.
Same. Yeah. It's so much better. We used to also get these sticks. There's a farm down the street from my parents, a tiny little farm. Oh, yes. And honey sticks.
Lane Farms. I'm plugging them. Okay. Lane Farms.
Shoot. I didn't know. They are people without.
So wonderful.
Okay. But they have honey sticks. Those were the only real honeys we would have where it was flavored. And you just drink them straight from this little straw things. And it's like, this is terrible for you, but I want to eat it. All right. Okay. Is that all the holidays?
No. Okay. Now we have to do Sunday, Rachel.
Okay.
Grandparents Day.
Oh, your time to shine, mother. My mom is a fantastic grandma. I saw on TikTok, there's a trend. There's a clip from The Office where Michael Scott says, this is a hate crime. I've had a hate crime against me. And the other person's like, that's not a hate crime. He goes, well, I hated it. And it's just like a little clip where Michael Scott thinks that he was a victim of a hate crime, which because someone did something that he didn't like, which is not what the definition of a hate crime is. But that audio is used for different things. And one of them was this woman who it was like her baby wouldn't stop crying and she handed it to her mom. So the grandma took it and the baby immediately stopped crying. And she was like, this is a hate crime because the baby liked the grandma more than the mom. Grandma's like, that's not a hate crime. She goes, I hated it. I thought it was hilarious. And it's like, that's a grandma's touch. You guys have had so many years of experience.
Well, like, we don't have all the stress that goes along with being a parent. Mm-hmm. To us, it's just, we don't have anything else in our mind at that moment but that child.
Just to love the child.
So it's just, not always, but
That's it.
No, we always love the child. No, I said that wrong.
No. Yeah, the stress. There's sometimes there's stress, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're just a comfort, as you should be. All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. I didn't put any intense news in our news today, so it's not super intense today.
Oh, good.
But I want to talk about the fact that my house is still falling apart. Before we get into it, I have a giant... Okay, I don't know what it is.
Wait! I skipped a holiday!
Oh, Mom, you're fired.
Speaking of grandparents and now me being a bad one, Tuesday.
Jake's birthday.
Jacob's birthday. He's 11.
My nephew, Jake, he's turning 11. Oh my God, he's old.
I know.
That kid. All right, yeah, his birthday's.
Okay. Continue on with your house. Sorry.
I was just going to complain. My sink was clogged and then it leaked and then my washer leaked and now there's a giant hole in my wall. I don't know what's going on with the plumbing at my house, but I'm over it. Just owning a house is great, but also the worst, but the best. Just so everyone knows, when you buy a house, you will have to fix things constantly.
When you rent a house, you have to fix things constantly.
Okay, but your landlord is supposed to do a lot of it.
Well, we usually do, except for the big, big stuff. Then we say, excuse me.
Yes, I know. You don't like bugging him.
We have good landlords.
Yes. All right. The news of the news. So the band 21 Pilots, their front man, Tyler Joseph, apparently he's been really silent about all the Black Lives Matter stuff. Like, he hasn't posted anything. And people keep tweeting him and tagging him and being like, you need to use your platform for good. Can you make a statement? Like, come on, use your platform, dude. Like, you know, there's stuff going on in the world and you're remaining silent. So then he tweeted this week, I heard you guys, you keep telling me to use my platforms. I needed an excuse to bust these puppies out. And he was wearing platform shoes. And so he was kind of making a joke about it. And everyone was like, dude, like, it's one thing to not say anything, but then to joke about it, about the fact that you're not saying anything, that's so messed up. And then he tweeted it. He goes, I'm doubling down on this. This was hilarious. And he received so much backlash that finally he issued an apology. And I'm like, you're not actually sorry. You literally tweeted afterwards, I'm doubling down. I think this was hilarious. Like, you clearly do not care. It's one thing when people are like, I don't want to talk about it because they don't like, I don't know. It's some people just don't want to talk about it publicly. They're like, that's not my place. Okay. But then to not talk about, but then to joke about it, that is talking about it. That is you saying, I'm not taking this seriously. I don't think it's that big a deal. I'm going to use it as a joke instead of saying something. Like, that's just rude. Like, if you don't want to say anything, don't say anything. Like, that is just how it is. So you just become the person that doesn't talk about the stuff. Okay. Yeah. But to joke about it, that was messed up. So, I mean, I was just like, you're an idiot. And then Dwayne The Rock Johnson announced that he and his entire family tested positive for COVID-19. He said it was super rough at first, but now they're doing better. They're on the back end of it. They're doing good. And then I saw so many, I went to his comment section and so many people were like, well, not so many, but you know, just the loudest ones were like, oh, Democrats paid him to say he had COVID. He never had it. It's a hoax.
Like, oh, please.
Are you kidding me? These people genuinely think the entire world was paid by the Democrats. I guess we have a group where we just get together.
Like he needed the money, right?
Like he needed the money.
Please.
And, but they think that everyone in the world is faking COVID because they're paid by the Democrats so that Trump will lose the election. Are you like these? Are they, what Kool-Aid they drinking?
Well, okay. I won't say it. If you can't say anything nice, don't say anything else. People are dying.
Yeah.
People's lives have been changed forever, not just from the deaths, but from the illness itself.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's it's lifetime.
Yeah. They're just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I did see one thing where someone was like, why do these celebrities never tell us like their symptoms? And I was like, you know, that is kind of a good question. Maybe for different reasons, but a lot of the time I've seen a lot of them not say what they went through. Well, I guess it's their own personal business. They don't have to.
Well, do they tell you when they get a bad cold, all their symptoms?
No. So it's like,
it's none of your business.
Yeah. I was like, I guess that's more of a valid question over like, it was rough. I'm like, okay, but I guess a lot of people are very curious of like, what's rough about it. And
so, all you do is go online and you can see.
Yeah.
It's different for everybody.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is sometimes people don't have super bad symptoms, but they know if they say, you know, oh, I just had a runny nose, then people are going to be like, see, it's not that bad. Because I know a guy who.
A guy? You know a guy?
I know a guy. I don't like naming names. But
it's okay.
I stopped talking to him because of the things he was posting. And he was like, because he would only post the things where people were like, oh, I got COVID, I didn't really feel it, or oh, I got it and I was just tired. He's like, see? I'm like, it is different for every person. And of course he's not posting the ones where people are on ventilators or like passed out in comas. Like, you guys, you're just a they post what they want to post.
Right.
And I'm like, when people get, I just had the sniffles. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that you only had the sniffles.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Come on, bro. All right. Dancing with the Stars announced their new lineup. And Carole Baskin is one of the new competitors, new dancer. If she doesn't dance to the song about her on TikTok, I'm going to be so mad. Carole Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him.
Hey, they also changed their hosts. Did you read that?
Yeah, it's Tyra Banks now, right?
Yeah, but they didn't tell Tom Burgess or I can't remember the girl's name.
The two co-hosts.
And yeah, they didn't tell them. They just said, well, of course they told them, but there was no upcoming, you know, like, oh, we're thinking of bonking you guys off. And it's just like, you will not be returning this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the industry's that's what I wrote.
Right?
Man, no mercy. All right. And then Twitter finally did the most blank in your state this month.
They did two of them.
They did?
Mm-hmm. Let me see which one you got.
The most grilled thing this summer in your state.
I got the most and the most, the dessert, favorite dessert of yours.
Oh, okay. Did you know what ours is for that one?
Yeah.
Okay. For the most grilled was salmon for California.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Salmon or, yeah.
We're on the ocean. It's grillable. Yeah. I mean, come on. What was our favorite dessert?
Lemon bars.
Dude, I love a lemon bar.
Yeah. Our little neighbor girls brought us over some lemon bar. First she came over and she goes, can I have some powdered sugar? I'm like, of course. And then later on she came back with these lemon bars. It was so sweet.
She had to pay back for the sugar.
They're sweet.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I've always loved lemon bars. Oh, what is one of my favorite desserts that I never get is baklava.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's so good. My roommate in college, Jenna, used to make it. She was the best dessert maker.
I'm going
to
get Colleen on that.
Get some baklava. That's delicious. Okay, I think it's hard. Good. It's a little, there's technique.
There's layers.
It's, yeah.
Wasn't it that phyllo dough or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That stuff's good though.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Stupidity happened, as it always does. But during a gender reveal party, the explosive device to show the gender caused a fire and mass evacuations in California. Hey, how about we don't explode things in the middle of heat waves, you numbskulls? What are they doing?
It's a huge fire. It's huge.
Why are you using explosives?
And it's not... It's doubly like... I'm not going to say the S word.
Stupid?
Yes! Because there's already...
Wait, is that a bad word?
There's already news out there of this happening before.
Right?
If you're going to do something that...
Oh my gosh.
Not wise, have fire extinguishers all around so you can just... Right, and think it's out of control.
Why do you need to explode something show the gender of the baby? And cut this is a cake open.
It's not one of those little poppy things, you know.
I know. With Colleen, Corey went out and just bought a bunch of different like poppers and smoke bombs, but none of them are fire, explosive,
or using a gun to explode it. That's what the other one happened with.
Oh my God, guys, do you not understand heat waves? Do you not understand fire? Do you not understand
California?
California? Are these people liable for damages?
I would hope so.
Well, like, at the same time, I'm like, obviously it was an accident. They're stupid. There should be a repercussion, but I don't think it should ruin their lives, even though they're ruining the lives of other people. I don't know. The whole thing.
They should go clean up the mess.
Fight to fire themselves.
Yeah.
Did you hear California's passing a bill that is allowing inmate firefighters? Because in California, we use inmates as firefighters. But it's always been like, once they get out, they can't. They're like, they're trained and fought all these fires, but they're not allowed to become firemen because they're convicted felons or something. But everyone in California has been like, No, they should be able to become firefighters.
Couldn't they do like hot shots or something?
Well, I don't know. But, you know, they want a stable, things people get out of prison. They want a good, stable job. A lot of them want to contribute to society and be a good person. And all of those opportunities are kind of ripped away from them because even though they've served their time, they're still, they're never done serving their time because that's on their record for the rest of their life. But finally, California passed a law that says, okay, that if you were a firefighter in prison, you can, you're totally allowed to become a firefighter once you get out, which is awesome.
Wow.
Also, it in there, they should be paid as a firefighter because right now they're getting paid like $1 a day to risk their lives fighting these fires. I think if they are working the exact same job as a firefighter, they're out there risking their lives. They should be paid as a firefighter while they're in jail. I disagree. Well, so you're in support of slave labor?
No. Yes. It goes no.
Yes.
It goes along with their punishment, is that the word they choose. They don't have to do it. It's their choice to go out and fight the fire.
Yeah.
They don't go along and say, "You're going to go fight a fire, inmate 9721."
Oh, Mom, we need to have a discussion about the prison system after this podcast, but just I'm going to stop you. We'll have a full-on discussion. They need to be treated better is what my stance is. And yes, I'm glad.
I think they should be treated as humans, obviously.
Yeah, so.
But they're in there for a reason, Rachel.
Aren't.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is true.
There's a lot of discussion that needs to happen with
someone this. Someone went out and murdered one of my people. Mm-hmm. And everybody's a people of somebody. But murdered my people. I would not be too happy that they're out there making buckle bucks. Not that firemen make buckle bucks. But I'd be like, wait a minute. He's supposed to be serving time.
They are. All of their rights have been stripped.
Mm-hmm.
They get beat and raped in jail.
Not all of them.
Correct. And also not all of them are murderers.
Correct.
Some of them are in there because they had some weed on them. So you want all of their rights to be stripped and to be forced to have a job. I know you don't think it's forced.
No, so I think there should be like two different prisons. The ones for the hardcore criminals and then the little criminals.
So the little criminals, you don't want them to be paid like firemen, even though they're doing the exact same job?
I don't think they're having a weed person.
Yes, they are.
Fighting fires. Are they?
Yes.
Oh. Well, see, I'm pretty ignorant on all of it.
See, this is why I wanted to have a discussion with you afterwards.
Oh, afterwards. Okay.
Yeah, I'll fully educate you afterwards.
In the privacy of our own homes.
In the privacy, yeah. Because there's just discussions and learning that needs to happen. But anyway, I'm really excited about this bill. I think that's great because these people are training and they're learning how to be firefighters and they want to be firefighters. And I see no problems with having an ex-felon who served their time for something other than rape and murder to
there you go. Thank you. I needed that specificity.
Okay.
I just made a word. thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. If someone stole a car, I don't care. You shouldn't have stolen the car, but you paid your time. Whatever. If you had some weed on you. If you did drugs, who cares? Oh my gosh. I don't care if you were shooting up heroin last year. You can be a firefighter today. I don't care. So I'm glad this law was passed. California, you're doing good.
But not murderers.
I don't like murderers or rapists. I will never make excuses. I want them to be degraded the rest of their lives.
See, I thought you were doing a blanket statement. And I'm like, whoa, honey.
No, I'm just saying.
Rapists, Colleen would say, Mom, relax.
Relax. The percent of people that are actually for rape and murder are very small. Everyone else is for something completely different. And it just, yes. Everyone, I understand how you're like, I want people to be treated different based on the crimes that they did.
So if Trump got thrown in jail, he could go be a firefighter and get paid well.
Sure. He would never be able to. He's got bone spurs, Mom. All right. Speaking of Trump, there was a boat Trump parade on a lake and 4 boats sank. And
there's people are okay, right?
Yeah, everyone's okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be laughing so much.
Okay.
But There's a video of just one boat just completely engulfed in flames.
Oh no.
It's like, what are you guys doing?
Oh no. I was on Lake Havasu, wasn't it? That's a crowded lake.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember on that lake? You were on that lake jet skiing.
I went on this lake.
Yeah.
What? In Nevada?
Yeah, we jet skied to it.
Is that next to Laughlin?
Well, we were started in Laughlin and then we took the jet skis to Lake Havasu. Oh, on the river.
I was a kid.
You don't remember? It was a huge, and it was choppy, and I'm like, whoa. I'm all for the thrill, but it was like too much with my little kids with me.
Yeah, I didn't like it because I was in the back because I was the smallest, and I always thought I was going to slip off and then get run over by a boat.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got out of there pretty fast.
Yeah, it was not good. So you know how Jake Paul does boxing matches? Well, Grayson Dolan, who's part of the Dolan twins, has agreed to fight him, apparently. So everyone's kind of excited because Grayson, everyone loves Grayson. He's just a nice guy. And I don't know how this is going to go. I don't want him to, I'm going to root for Grayson on this, but I can't believe he would agree to this because he's not very like, I feel like if you do boxing, you got to do a lot of trash talking and like upset the other person. That's kind of part of it, is like, it's a show. And I can't see him doing that. So.
Well, maybe he's not going to trash talk to throw Jake Paul off guard.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology, that business. Oh, and then Uber launched a car rental service in the UK for maximum social distancing. So Uber has teamed up with a bunch of car rental services. And so you can use Uber to rent a car for a couple hours from rental car services, which I think is smart. I know I think it's actually in Cal Poly, there are just certain cities where you can rent a car for a few hours. It's a car rental service like that, but I guess it's not everywhere. And Uber was smart and got on top of that. And they're like, again, they don't have a product to give. They just use other people's cars, but they just set up the system. And I thought that was kind of smart. Oh, my watch just started talking to me.
Well, I wonder if the rental car companies see this as a bonus because not as many people are flying to be renting a car to get to their next spot. Yeah,
that makes sense. Apparently the major baseball leagues are renting cars to drive from city to city instead of fly, which I don't understand because I thought they had private jets.
I do not know.
I don't know what's going on.
I am not in that world.
Blaze is eating a piece of paper. Come on. He was literally just eating a piece of paper. All right. And then a few months ago, we talked about how Apple employees would clock out and they'd have to wait around for like an hour for their manager to come in and do a bag check before they were allowed to leave the store to make sure that they didn't steal anything. We briefly talked about this a couple months ago. And it was like these employees would clock out and then have to sit there and wait for, because you know how Apple stores can get super busy. They have to wait until the manager can come over and look in the bag, their backpack, and be like, okay, you didn't steal anything. You can go home. So they would clock out and have to sit around for an hour. And obviously that's so messed up. So Apple was just ordered by California to pay all of the California store workers for the time spent waiting for bag searches.
Good.
Once again, California. I love to live in you. It's fantastic. And then there's one thing that people wanted me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter, is Coco wanted me to know that I was on Trixie Mattel's YouTube channel. I did see that. Trixie turned into JoJo Siwa, and then they played a clip of JoJo, and I was in the clip as the girl on the left, like I always am. And then also, Colleen teased the internet by discussing having bangs again.
I sent her a picture of my bangs and said that should answer your question.
Listen, everyone's like, just let her do what she wants. No, I'm her sister and I love her and I'm allowed to bully her. So she looks great with bangs. I don't really care either way.
She looks good whatever she
does.
It's
that I know a week later she regrets it.
Yep.
And her hair doesn't grow fast.
takes forever.
It takes a very long time. And so she doesn't like it for a long period of time. So I am protecting her when I say, no, Colleen, don't do that. Because while it would look fine either way, I know her reaction to it because I've been there before.
Yes.
All right. We're not going to play a game today because we don't have a guest. Let's try and get Bailey next week. Should we try and get Bailey as a guest next week?
Sure.
All right. But so we'll move on to questions. But before we do, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
All right, Julia wants to know, Rachel, when you did live shows, did you actually enjoy doing them or did you do it to just experience it? I did it to experience it. I've done many a show in my life. I've done theater. I did Colleen's shows. I don't like being the main character on stage. I love being, in my own life, I am the main character. But on stage, I love being a supporting role. I love just adding funny to it. I don't like the responsibility. It's not part of me. There are people who are born to do it. Colleen, JoJo, born to be the star of the stage. They love it. They'll engulf it. They'll do anything they can do to entertain you. That's not me. And that's okay. Because not everyone has to play the same role. You need a supporting cast. And that's just, my timer went off. My morning timers are all going off. My schedule's messed up.
What are you supposed to be doing now?
I don't want to talk about it. So I'm glad I did them just so I can say I've done it. It's not my thing. But I don't plan on doing it again. Kenzie wants to know what Gwen's favorite hobby during quarantine is. What has been your favorite hobby besides trying to not die of heat?
My favorite probably still gardening.
Yeah. It's just fun. Their backyard looks great. Growing up, our backyard was never one to take a gander at.
Well, there were four kids destroying it.
And constant and dogs.
Dogs and rabbits. Yes. And
you had a Rottweiler that just tore up all the grass. And
the Beagle did the majority of the damage.
Our Rottweiler would
make a path because she's doing her job. Patrolling our tiny backyard.
So there was like just a dirt path around the whole yard.
A circle.
And then the beagles would
dig.
Yes.
Dig. Yeah.
So now it's starting to look good because you only have one little beautiful lab.
She's not little.
She's little compared to my dogs.
But she doesn't do digging unless there's a
gopher.
Well,
rat?
She thinks there's a rat behind something. She'll dig. And dig and dig and dig to get to that rat.
She's doing her job.
Yep.
And then Cassidy wants to know where the Ballinger boys get their blonde hair from.
All my kids have blonde hair.
Except me. Yeah. My dad was blonde as a little boy. My dad was like stark blonde. Trent was. Christopher was a dirty blonde, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But Jessica was blonde.
She was.
Jessica is a dirty blonde still. Mm-hmm. It's just always kind of in a bun, so you don't really notice it. But yeah. I have the Ballinger boys, they just have blonde hair when they're babies. And then Jessica has a lot of blonde on her family, I believe. So that's where.
You and me had darker hair.
Uh huh. Yeah, Colleen had blonde hair.
My dad, my sister. Yeah.
So, yeah. Diana wants to know, what is the dumbest way you've been injured?
Walking down the hall, breaking my toe on the door jamb.
Yeah, I was going to say when I just accidentally run into stationary objects.
It's like, it's always been there. How did I want that? Okay.
I run into doors constantly, just constantly. And I don't know why or how. Yep. And then Diana also wants to know if I have any tips for wearing glasses and masks at the same time because her glasses always get foggy. You need a mask that has like nose wire in it. So you can like pinch it against your nose because everyone should have those, because if your glasses are getting foggy, that means your air is getting out.
And air is getting in.
And air is getting in.
What goes out comes in.
Yes. What? What goes up must come down, I think is the same.
Air. What's your chair?
Air. There it is, guys. Air. Yeah, so I wear the disposable masks, like just, you know, ones that you get at a medical store or whatever. I wear them because the nose wire strip is really good and you pinch it against your nose. So if you're fogging up your glasses, the mask isn't being worn correctly. And there's also strips you can buy on Amazon that you can just stick to your whatever mask you already have and pinch it against your nose. So I would say get a different mask with the wire already in it or purchase wire on Amazon. That's all the questions.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I need anything to add. I don't think I have anything. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. All right. I love you guys. Mom, go ahead and take us out.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the past?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.